Each cat breed is distinct and fascinating. Take the Ragdoll and Maine Coon breeds, for example. They are both large cats with only a tiny weight difference, but the latter is longer. Both share many comparable characteristics, temperaments, and behaviors, yet they also have unique features. The main difference between the two would probably be their environmental needs. While Ragdolls are indoor cats, Maine Coons are naturally born hunters who prefer an outdoor lifestyle. A common question among prospective cat owners is, "Quat, which cat should I get?" Quat, if you can't decide between these magnificent breeds, this guide below will help you compare the two. Let's look at the other differences between a Ragdoll versus a Maine Coon cat. Comparing a Ragdoll and a Maine Coon cat. The five key differences between a Ragdoll and a Maine Coon. The main differences between a Ragdoll and a Maine Coon cat include their size, facial features, coats, personalities, and environmental requirements. These breeds may be gigantic, but they are great family pets that would fit in well in any home. Ragdoll cats are born and nurtured in the United States. They were developed in the 1960s by breeding a unique Persian cat to achieve features similar to the standard Ragdoll. The Maine Coon cat's origins are unknown. However, the name suggests it's from Maine, a rocky coastal town in the United States. Coon refers to the cat's raccoon-like tail. Both cats are one of a kind, magnificent, and would be a joy to have for any pet parent. If you're still undecided about a Maine Coon or a Ragdoll, we'll go over the differences between the two cats in depth. Ragdoll versus Maine Coon cat, size. If you prefer having large cats as pets, both Ragdolls and Maine Coons are ideal choices. Known for being gentle giants, Maine Coons are both massive and placid. They are the heaviest cat breed, weighing 10 to 25 pounds and towering at 10 to 16 inches tall. Ragdolls are almost similar to Maine Coons in size, with males weighing 20 pounds and females weighing between 10 to 15 pounds. Their height varies from 9 to 11 inches, apparently shorter than Maine Coons. By 2 years, most domestic cat breeds would have reached maturity. But Maine Coons and Ragdoll cats grow significantly more slowly, needing an average of 4 years to attain physical maturity. The Maine Coon is larger than the Ragdoll breed when fully grown. Ragdoll versus Maine Coon cat, facial features. Ragdoll cats have vivid blue oval-shaped eyes, whereas Maine Coons have round eyes and a wider palette of eye colors, including green, gold, blue, or even eyes of two different colors. The cheeks of Ragdolls are chubby, making them look more adorable, while Maine Coons have high cheekbones, which add to their regal appearance. These two breeds have quite different ears. Ragdolls have forward-pointing ears with a rounded top. Maine Coons have pointy ears at the top, accentuated by tufts of hair known as quat, lynx tips. Quat, compared to Ragdolls, they are situated further back on the head. Ragdoll versus Maine Coon cat, coats. A Ragdoll is a long-haired breed with silky soft fur and little to no undercoat. Its soft coat is plush, with a consistency similar to a rabbit's. They come in various patterns and colors, but all have colored points. It means that the color of the body is lighter than the points of the ears, tail, face, and legs. A Maine Coon has medium to long fur, a thick undercoat, particularly in winter, and a lighter outer coat. Their hair, especially if wavy, can give them a shaggy, wild look. They come in an overwhelming multitude of patterns and colors. Solid, bicolor, tabby, tortoiseshell, smoke, and shaded are available. The possibilities are unlimited when you add colors like white, black, brown, blue, and cream to the mix. Ragdoll versus Maine Coon cat, personality. Ragdolls can be lethargic, but they're also physically affectionate, or, at the very least, they'll expect it from you. Because they're lap cats at heart, you can expect to have company whenever you sit down to watch TV. They're frequently used as therapy animals since they seem to understand their owner's emotions. If you start sobbing or seem upset, expect them to come over, and don't be surprised if their answer to your issues is for you to pet them. Maine Coons aren't clingy pets. They're self-sufficient, wanting to attract attention on their terms. They're also wary of strangers but not aggressive, hence you may show them off anytime guests come over. Most Maine Coons aren't lap cats either, preferring drive-by petting rather than sitting on your legs. It makes snuggling highly rewarding, but they'll still pay attention to you even if they're not right up in your face. Ragdoll versus Maine Coon cat, environment. Ragdolls are better suited to a home setting. They don't like climbing furniture, so climbing trees isn't much fun either. In addition, they are so laid-back and docile that if left unattended, Others can easily abduct them. Maine Coons are more closely related to wildcats and have evolved to live in the open air. They are, in fact, fantastic hunters. They are good mousers, suitable for a farm or homestead. While they can live well indoors, they are most suited to living outdoors or a hybrid lifestyle.